On a bitterly cold day in Española, about 50 people watched as the New Mexico Game Commission considered a proposal to change how permits are issued for private landowners who want to import non-domesticated wildlife, specifically carnivores. Donald Jaramillo explained no longer would the Game and Fish Department director be the sole person to review applications. Instead, the entire commission would be required to hear public comment before approving them.
The big thing to remember is, again, the State Game Commission must review any permit application for the importation of any carnivore.
More than a dozen advocates, like Rita Gentry, who's been working on reintroducing the endangered Mexican gray wolf here in New Mexico, spoke up saying if adopted, the amendments not only meddle in private property rights, but they would really stymie the project.
We need to foster genetic diversity in our wolf population. And private facilities give us the necessary space for wolf breeding.
Carrie Romero was representing the New Mexico Council of Outfitters and Guides. She was one of three people in the room who spoke up in support of the changes. She said she wants other species, like elk and deer, to be safe from the wolves.
I don't think that it's unrealistic to add an additional layer of protection to the ungulate herds from overwhelming predator populations, and that therefore we support you in this interview process.
The most recent numbers show that there are just 37 Mexican gray wolves in the state, and even though the commission received almost 400 emails in opposition of the changes, after everyone who wanted to speak spoke, Commission Chair Paul Kienzel called for a vote with no additional discussion.
I move to accept the department's recommendation.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it.
The vote was unanimous to make the changes. As wolf advocates flooded out of the room, I overheard them say things like unbelievable and so much for public comment. Judy Coleman, staff attorney for the New Mexico Wilderness Alliance, said she's concerned that now an appointed commission has the authority to deny permits to people who are working to recover the endangered Mexican gray wolf. She thinks that could lead to litigation down the road.
This is a commission that has been historically pretty opposed to the wolf. So I'm guessing that, you know, the next time one of the wolf recovery people wants to import a wolf, say from Colorado to New Mexico, to breed at a private facility, if that gets denied, the in-state facility could probably legally appeal that.
Cattle rancher Carlos Chacon applauded the vote, saying even though the wolves are indigenous, they've killed livestock. He says for him, if one of his neighbors wanted to bring in a wild predator, he would want to say in the matter.
First of all, as I see it, the amendment is going to provide for opportunity for the public, particularly those that might be impacted most by it, to provide some input prior to the permitting. And so I was very supportive of that, and I was very happy that it passed.
The changes go into effect on December 15th and will not affect the two privately owned Mexican gray wolf facilities already operating in New Mexico, at least not until it's time for them to reapply for their permits. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels in Española.